Hello, this is Larry. How's everybody doing? Sorry I was running late. I had to dial in like three or four times just to get in. I don't know what's going on with the phones. But thank you guys for being on. Really appreciate it. Hope everybody's doing good. This is our biweekly Q&A calls that we do for Inner Circle students only. So thank you very much, and let's just go ahead and jump in. Who has a question? Hello, hello, hello. Who's on the call? Is everyone muted? Maybe they were having trouble dialing in too. Hello, hello, hello. If you're on the call, let me know.
Hey Larry, this is Corey from Utah. Sorry, I'm working also while I'm on the call. So I
Oh,
was
okay,
just
good.
trying to
We might
listen
be the only
in.
ones on. I don't know. Other
Oh,
people
yeah,
might have
maybe.
had trouble getting on as well. I just don't know.
Yeah, it could be. I also didn't get a note because you usually send a notification out that we're having it today, and
Oh,
I didn't get
really?
a notification, but I just have it on my calendar, and so I always just try to connect whenever I can.
Okay, good, good, good. Well, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you made it. How are things going?
They're going okay. I'm an appraiser too, and so of course my appraisal business is going crazy. It's just the investing side that I really just need to spend the time to do, and I feel bad that I've missed out on a lot of opportunities that I could have taken advantage of as this market has been going up. And
Yeah.
I'm a little bit skittish right now because I feel like we're close to a market peak, and at some point, whoever is holding the bag when it starts to crash for whatever reason is going to be in a hard time, with
Yeah.
especially somebody who's holding on to a fix and flip at that time. I think it's going to kind of lose their shirt.
Yeah.
But I know that's a pretty conservative way to look at things, and there are good deals no matter what direction the market's heading. So.
Yeah, I think we're definitely in for a slowdown.
Yeah, I think so too. Just, I wish, I wish we had a crystal ball and we could see what was going to cause it and when it was going to be.
Yeah, I hope it waits until after the end of 2020.
Oh yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. It would. But, we're getting a lot of off-market deals right now, so that's working out well.
So that's my question is where are you finding the off-market deals?
Direct mail. Direct
Okay.
mail. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're finding the properties through some source that are either have off-site ownership or something else.
Some of them are,
And
well, I'm buying a list, and we're doing absentee owners and probate stuff, getting ready to start probate, actually. We're not doing probate yet. But I've done some off of Facebook marketing, Facebook ads, but what we're doing right now, what we're getting right now is off of direct mail. That's
okay.
mostly what
Yeah,
we're
that's
getting.
good. Now, hey, Larry, have you heard of the tool that agents have access to on the MLS called Remine? It's REMINE, like real estate mining. Well, it's a company. I don't know where they're located, but it is this really cool map feature where they have the ownership type of every property. So they have it mapped kind of like
Owner
like
occ,
kind of
not
like
owner occ,
Zillow.
that sort of thing.
Yeah, and so you can see layers. They have a ton of different layers, and they show what they show also the equity that somebody has in a house and
Right.
A value. I don't know where they're getting their value, probably from Zillow or someplace like that. But
Right.
that, like, I'm trying to get access to it right now by sending mail to, or sent, talking to the CEO of our MLS, because that one thing would help me a ton to weed out deals. Just right. Knowing how much they owe and the approximate value, even just a ballpark in value. So that, because I've tried chasing down deals, and so many times the people who call me, they owe more than it's worth, you know, and they're trying to get rid of it. And the only reason they're trying to get rid of it and calling me is because they're upside down. And for so far, that hasn't worked out for me to get any of those, because they're kind of poisonous deals. Because
well, where are you
down,
getting
you know?
These leads?
So I have an Investor Carrot website, and I've had several people call, and that's their scenario, is that
Yeah, Carrot's websites are really good. You can generate some leads there just organically.
Yeah.
But you should be marketing for what the kind of leads you want, right? Like when we do our direct mail, we're looking for houses that have an ARV of $100,000 or less.
Yeah.
Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Is Remind only available to agents?
Yeah, that's for right now. I don't know why they're doing that, why this company would only make it available to agents. But they, you go to their website, they have a good video that kind of shows what it does.
Yeah, I'm on their site now.
Yeah, they really what they have, what it's for is for agents to market and to find find potential clients. And that's really the way, but I don't think they understand that it would be a really good resource for investors. And really what I'm pushing is that it would be a good resource for appraisers. My reason for wanting it is for my investing business.
Sure.
I just want access to it, because right now the agents who have access to my MLS have access to Remind, but appraisers don't.
Oh, wow.
And,
the local MLS has to sign up. Individual agents cannot sign up.
I don't think they can. They say if you go to their website, they say it's available through your MLS, specifically to real estate agents. Through your MLS. And I know that our MLS was one of the first ones to sign on with them. And so I'm guessing that they pay a per agent or per 500 agent fee or something like that, you know?
Right.
And that's probably why they don't give it to appraisers, because that's just another few hundred that they would have to pay for, you know?
Right.
But
yeah, that's good.
To me, it looks like a really good tool, unless you know of something that's better than that for just being able to quickly look at a map of an area that you're interested in and find a property. For me, as I'm driving through neighborhoods, I'll see a total junk property, you know, where they haven't taken care of the landscaping and the roof's damaged. When I have time, I'll make a note of the address of that property and then look it up. And a lot of times they owe more than it's worth. But being able to go to that resource, like while I'm sitting in front of the property, and see, okay, how much do they owe, and how much, what's the ballpark value as is, you know? And
right.
Being able to see if that might be even worth calling about.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I like their site. It really looks good.
Yeah, doesn't that look so intuitive and easy with the map?
And they even have API you can use too.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I don't know. Do you know of a resource that is better than that or easier than that available?
Not the total map like this. Not the total map. You know, CoreLogic has a lot of good stuff, but it's not organized in this fashion.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but that's really good. I'm glad you shared that.
I just check
on it.
Yeah, for sure. I just wish they would make it available to more people. I don't know why they wouldn't, but I think they're just kind of slowly growing or something.
Yeah.
So far my biggest hang-up has been just being able to find the right kind of deals and make offers on those deals.
Yeah.
So, still looking.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. Well, that's good. We're using direct mail, and we've been doing some Facebook stuff. We slowed that down some, but we're getting some organic traffic to our carrot site as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have multiple carrot sites. Larry buys houses, Gabby buys houses, Investors Rehab, and Neighborhood Housing Group.
Cool.
So we just got multiple different sites. Yeah, but carrot's really good.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed too. Without doing a ton to my websites, I've had leads come through. So.
Uh huh.
And I know I could do better on maximizing the websites and SEO and stuff like that, but I just haven't had the time to put into it.
Right.
So.
Is there anything else going on? What else is happening?
That's kind of it for me. One thing I do have is I have four pretty good virtual assistants.
Good.
And
what are they doing for you?
They're doing all appraisal stuff, but least one or two has experience investing.
Good.
And I've tried to use her, the one specifically who's really good, just, you know, awesome at English and very responsible and stuff. She just barely started on. She's been working just here and there for me for over 2 years. And she just barely came on with more hours and more consistently. So she's working a specific time of day every day, part-time. So she puts in 4 hours for me.
Uh-huh.
And I've got two others that do the same thing, but they're really just setting up appointments for me and handling emails and things like that that I need. But
good.
This one could really be used better for investing stuff.
Right.
And so I just need to get her up and rolling on, if we could get access to Remind, then she could be using that to really isolate deals and be making calls on and even making offers.
Yeah, that would be good.
So
that would be really good. Yeah, you gotta generate leads, man. That's the whole key. Gotta make the phone ring.
Yep.
That's very important. Very important.
Yeah, so working on that.
Good. Anything else happening?
Not too much. One thing I was going to see is what you've read recently on Audible that might be helpful, if you've got any suggestions that way.
Well, not anything to do with real estate recently.
Okay.
Yeah, not any real estate stuff. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, or Nathan, one of Nathan's books that I have read recently that was just a quick book but so good about dealing with resistance and putting your priorities in line and stuff like that.
Right.
Is the War of Art. And it was that's one that I think was actually really helpful because
good.
For me, recognizing that there are so many distractions that are keeping me from really developing my real estate business.
Well, here's two books you might want to read. You've probably already read them. You've probably heard me talk about them. One is called The One Thing by Gary Keller.
I haven't read it yet, but I have read others of Gary Keller's books.
So
and the other one is called The Four Disciplines of Execution. It's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all about staying focused.
So The Four Disciplines of Execution?
Uh-huh. Yeah, those are both good books. Really good books.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll look at those.
Yeah, sure, sure. That's good. Anything else happening?
No, I,
it's like
I
we're
think
the only ones
for,
on here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. No, I think that's it, Larry. I wish I would have come prepared with more questions and stuff. But, you know, if I've got your ear for a second, but really that's it. And I know what I need to be doing. I just need to get myself to do it and make time
good.
To do it.
Well, you let me know if there's anything at all that you need. I'm here anytime you need me.
Okay, cool. Cool.
That's good, man. Well, you know how to reach me, right?
Yep, I do. I've you know, definitely got your email and everything I would need. So.
Sure. That sounds good, man. We'll go out there and get them, get some marketing going, and let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Larry.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. You take care.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. All right, sounds good. Bye-bye.